Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's GY3 Success Team call. It is Monday, February 25th, 2019. I will be your host this evening. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm so glad to be here with you live. We just did a quick roll call for all of the folks that are on live with us this evening, which is quite a group from across the United States, at least, as we are doing a roll call. And I know that there's folks, I'm watching the panel here this evening as your host, and I'm watching folks continue to log in and join in to the call. Welcome to all of you that are just jumping on the line. We are recording this, so many of you are listening to this as a playback, whether that's in the back office, it was shared by your team leader. I want to welcome all of you as well. And you know, what's interesting, I've been involved in this business now for 15 years, and so I realize that as we have continued to keep archives of these calls, it's entirely possible that there are men and women listening to this right now, and it is not the next day or the next week or the next month. It could be years later, and I know this to be true because we routinely are hearing from folks that are referencing something that was said on a call a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. I think about some of the iconic recorded calls that we have, like the Chuck Fields meat and potatoes training call that you can find in your back office. There's audios that have stood the test of time. And so we know that we are also participating in creating an archive, a living, breathing training timeline for all the folks. Now, the best way for you to use this information, number one, be plugged into it. Number two, listen actively, which means that, of course, you're on the call, you're listening. But I realize, because, again, I've been in this business a long time. There's been plenty of calls where I was driving. There's been plenty of calls in the early days when I was part-time, spare time, and I was working and I was stealing time away. I don't know if everybody knows this. I used to manage a GNC, a nutrition store in the mall. And so around this time of night, this would be kind of a quiet time at a store in the mall, and I would definitely have our call on in the background, in the back office, and I'd get, you know, what I would call interrupted by a customer at my job, and I have to run out and take care of them. So I understand that there's people that are listening, doing the best they can. But if it is possible, it would be great if you could listen actively with pen and paper in hand so that you receive the information in a much deeper and more profound way. These calls will be the connection to the people that can help you in your business. Now, not just myself, but as we turn the corner into this future era that begins really right now, and especially coming out of convention in Dallas, this call is going to be more and more of a resource for you to not only get information and hopefully inspiration in the moment, but also to be a reference going forward. Starting next week, as often as the folks are available, we're going to begin hearing from network vice presidents from across Legal Shield. Currently, that would be folks that are in the United States and Canada representing market areas, whether that be states or regions. And they are appointed by Legal Shield as the leaders for those regions, network vice presidents. They are responsible for being in charge of live events that are going on in the marketplaces, trainings, other calls and things that you experience. The kinds of, wherever you live, you should be getting emails about weekly briefings, Super Saturdays. These are the people who organize and are responsible for making sure all of these events happen. They're going to be coming on and training. These are some of the most veteran members of our company as well. You're going to be hearing from them. So I'm very happy to announce that next Monday evening, which will be our first call in the month of March, as we are on the road to Dallas, Texas, to the Legal Shield International Convention, next Monday evening, you'll be hearing from Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, and the Network Vice President for the largest populated area in all of the United States, that is the New York City region for Legal Shield, Mr. Cliff Molloy. Cliff will be here with us live on the call next week. Someone who's been in this business not for years but for decades, has earned significant income but also has helped people earn massive income and have massive success with their business. And he is responsible for that New York City, New Jersey marketplace where millions of people live. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a plan in your business to expand into the New York metropolitan area, that major marketplace. Think about just the size and scope of New York City, New Jersey, all of that region there. Cliff Molloy is going to be talking to you about the live events, the trainings, the support that they offer for you if you're listening and you live in that market area, but also for the people that you could recruit into your team and the business that you could build in that market area. Folks, if you have been interested in taking your business not to just the next level, but exploding it, taking it beyond 10X, as Grant Cardone would say, this is going to be the year, and this is going to be the call that's going to set the tone for that. We had a great call this morning. I also want to mention that we had a phenomenal call on our B2B support call. Hopefully you all caught that. You can access that from the HRMC back office. And I know a little of that is challenging now. We're going to be, as you've heard, we're going to be combining these locations, these databases of information and training all into one area, which is going to make a lot of sense once you see the finished product. But bear with us on that. If you didn't catch the call, it's the same phone number you dialed in this evening. But if you didn't catch the call this morning, the replay of that is in your HRMC agent's back office, and you can access that. Miss Rebecca Baker just did a phenomenal job training. And I'm not just saying that because she's in my team. She just did an absolutely fantastic job of articulating success in our business. I hope everybody was listening to that. Even if B2B is not the space that you are participating in, I'm sure you'd love to have people like Rebecca Baker, Scott Brooks, Adam and Alicia Thompson, Sheila Carmen in your organization. Miss Renee McKnight, of course, like who wouldn't want Renee McKnight in their organization? And on Monday mornings, you can learn how to speak the language that allows you to recruit that exact type of person that can go into the marketplace and enroll employees by the dozens, hundreds, and even the thousands into Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit. And for those of you who are new, you should also know that our organization, led by Mr. Mark Riches, is the elite when it comes to training and developing people for that part of the business. I hope that as you build the diversity in your team, that you have a plan to have B2B professionals in your organization as well. I want to recognize a few folks, and this is just a quick sampling. This is not the exhaustive list, but I just pulled some of the more recent level ups that have happened just recently here in the team. So congratulations in the state of Oklahoma, Susan Baker, new senior associate. Also, new senior associate, Lauren DeSantos in New York. In Indiana, new senior associate, George Holyroyd. George, I'm going to work on that. Sorry about that, buddy. In Nevada, we have a new senior associate, Courtney Sharp. In North Carolina, we have two new senior associates. First in North Carolina, Andrea Neal, and also in North Carolina, Kelly Robertson. Additionally, we have new senior associate from the state of Alabama, which is was just deregulated, no license required in Alabama anymore. So congratulations to you, Devin Green, new senior associate, and no longer do you need a license in the state of Alabama. Hopefully you're as excited about that as I am. We have new managers in the team as well, new level up to the manager level in the organization in the state of Oklahoma, Mark Schell. In the state of Texas, Texas just ran hard. I just grabbed a few here. All new managers, all in the state of Texas, Tiffany Williams in Texas, new manager, TJ Warren in Texas, brand new manager, and Greg Warren in Texas, all brand new managers. Hey, congratulations to all of you. And for everybody listening on the call, let's get this list going in your team just like this so that every week people are leveling up, moving up in the compensation plan, and taking advantage of everything that our incredible Legal Shield business has to offer. So before I go any further, I've asked a good friend of mine to join us on the call this evening. He and I were both, which is interesting, we didn't talk about this, but one of us was texting the other, and it turns out we were both at Fast Start School this past Saturday. We both attended the brand new Fast Start to Success training. This gentleman you're going to hear from is the first person I ever recruited into the business. So we've been doing this business together for about 15 years. He's someone you all know and have heard from if you've been around for any length of time at all. Tremendous contributor to our organization. They call him the coach. He was at the Fast Start class in Atlanta while I was at the Fast Start class in Rhode Island. We're both there just students like we were 15 years ago when we went to our first Fast Start class together. And I asked him to come on and share some thoughts about his trainer and the content of that event Please welcome to the call Mr. Bill Sharon. Bill?
Hi, Jim. I'm getting a little nostalgic listening to you here. I remember having to rent a car to get to our fast start training and bringing two people with us, who one of them is still with us. The other one lost out on an awful, amazing opportunity. He's got a very strong, or he had a very strong team until he left us. But, you know, it was like you said, too many days ago to talk about. 15 years of, you know, training and getting better. The system has gotten so much better. I was here in Marietta, and it was kind of cool. The training was 4 minutes from my house, so made a really easy commute. And the thing that I thought was most interesting is the same thing that we hear every week on our calls is the thing that they were bringing up the most is get three, help them get three, and just build a huge team. And one of the things that I've got to say is, I know he's a friend of yours, is Michael Humes was at our class, also just kind of stopping by to say hi. You know, just amazing the stuff that was going on there, the people who were retaking, like you said, the new course, and a lot of new faces to make our community stronger. And it was very, very impressive. Melvin Larry was our host from down here. He did a super job at keeping us on task, getting us back from breaks. And it was just so much information. And the one thing that they kept stressing, and I think we can't say it enough, is get to Dallas, get to the next big event and keep going, because that's what's going to build your team stronger. And, you know, you're hammering home the reality of what our company is and what we do. I'd like to turn it back over to you now, Jim.
Bill, thank you so much. Hey, I miss you, man, but I'm glad. If you had to move somewhere, you move somewhere where Mike Humes just pops in unannounced to your Fast Start class. From mailman to millionaire, a $500,000 a year annual income earner, a phenomenal leader, and it's not a record that they talk about at Legal Shield, but I happen to know this, so I'll brag on Mike Humes a little bit here. He has historically, over the last several years, had the most people from his organization at the International Convention every single year. So, yes, he's well-known. Yes, he's well-respected throughout Legal Shield, but also he doesn't just recruit people. He plugs them in, gets them to the events. And Bill, you said it perfect. We got to get everybody focused on, committed to the Dallas International Convention. Listen, success leaves clues. And if Mike Humes and Brian Carruthers and Darnell Self and Mark Riches, and I could go on and on and on, if all of these people are telling you that you have to have your yourself, of course, committed and in the seat in Dallas, experiencing the events, then to get your team there alongside of you. If that's what is being told to you by the folks that have come before you, I hope that you can listen to that and appreciate it. And I just want to say something about that, because, you know, I have a reputation for being brutally honest with everybody on the conference calls, and so let me continue that tradition. I understand that there are people listening to this call right now, and you've decided you're not going. And so you kind of tune out. When we start talking about the Dallas Convention, you just start to tune out. And it feels painful. And it creates, you know, all of a sudden the business isn't fun for you and you don't enjoy it. But let me ask you a question. Do you want things to be different? Like, why did you join our business and our company in the first place? Did you want to succeed? Or did you want to watch other people succeed? Because most people, when they join the business, I know this is true for me, I didn't know what the commitments were going to be along the way to take the business to the highest level. I didn't know when I got started that there was a convention. I didn't know how important it would be that I was there. And it was only when I was in the building did I understand why everybody worked so hard to convince me to do something that I otherwise normally would not have done, otherwise invest money I normally, truthfully, I didn't have and normally would not have invested, taking time. I wasn't sophisticated. I didn't know how to fly places. So, you know, it was all very frustrating, but I'm so glad I allowed them to talk me into it and that I went to that event. And because I was there that day, I'm here this day. Because Bill Sharon was there that day, he's here this day. And you have to understand that it isn't designed to sell tickets. The tickets are going to sell no matter what. It isn't designed to fill the building. We're going to fill the building no matter what. It's designed for you individually listening to this call so that you can be an agent of change in the lives of many people. And that's what we are challenging you to stretch to become, an agent of change. Now, let me define that down for you. Perhaps you say, well, what does he mean by change? How do I change people's lives? Well, the membership, the very thing that you and I sit down and present, that we explain and educate people, the fact that Legal Shield exists, that you do not have to go through life wondering if something is going to happen where you're treated unfairly. Again and again and again. You don't have to wonder what's going to happen to your children, your teenage drivers, your college-age children. You don't have to wonder what you're going to do when an insurance company doesn't want to pay a claim. You don't have to wonder what you're going to have to do when legal issues come to your doorstep if you're a Legal Shield member. You don't wonder. You don't get frustrated. You don't roll up in a ball. You tap the app. You talk to your law firm. You feel empowered because you know what to do, what can be done, and what should be done. That's powerful. That's how we are an agent of change in the lives of people. We sit down, we simply, by making sure we don't complicate this business, we sit down with somebody, we make sure that even though when they sat down with you, they did not know that Legal Shield existed or how it worked, that they will never again be able to say that because you did a proper presentation. In addition, an extension of that, to change more people's lives, to get more presentations done each and every day, whether that's one-on-one across a kitchen table or at a social event like Ladies of Justice, whether that's in a small business owner's office marketing a small business plan, whether that's the employee benefit side of our business where you're in a room with 30 or 40 employees all at the same time, where you have people in your organization doing those presentations each and every day to all corners of the United States and Canada, and soon to the world. That's how you're an agent of change. And through you, you share the opportunity, you expand the number of people you can reach with the membership, but you also affect the lives of the people that participate in our opportunity, do the daily disciplines, earn great incomes, build a lifetime residual income, and continue to participate in helping to make equal access to the justice system a reality. I know this is a business, and sometimes we get all caught up in just that business aspect, but don't forget why you're here, because there's other things you can sell other places and get paid a commission. This is not about that. We make great income here, but that great income is an indicator of the lives we've served. So again, thank you, Bill Sharon, for bringing up Dallas. I'm asking you, begging you, pleading with you, be in Dallas, Texas with us. Commit today. Make the uncomfortable decision if it is uncomfortable, but be there with us because it matters. And we're going to have a team breakout as well as part of that event. So you're going to get everything that Legal Shield is promising. Damon John, you're going to get all of our top producers. You can tell that I'm more excited about our Legal Shield people than the guest speaker. That's true. I think that's great. Shark Tank is, I'm aware of it. I don't watch a lot of television, but I get it. Major speaker, major motivational speaker. But, you know, I'm going to see Darnell South speak, Brian Carruthers speak. I'm going to be moved by the stories of our people that in our Legal Shield family are changing their lives and protecting the lives of the people in their communities around them. That's why I'm going to that event. I'm going to get the information about the change to the revenue model, about the expansion into other parts of the globe, I'm going because I'm the CEO of my business, and I want you to go because you're the CEO of your business too. And if you've decided you're not going, change your mind. Make it happen. Be there. There's been conventions where it was even later in the process than this, and I made a hard decision to go. And I remember getting tickets on Priceline that involved, you know, two and three connections. And I'm not saying that's what it's going to take for you, but I'm saying that whatever it takes is worth it. I've met people at convention that were sleeping in their car. It's worth it. We're not asking you to leave your marketplace to waste your time or your money. We're asking you to do it for the future that will unfold in front of you if you just plug into our entire system. Folks, we are at the final run of the month of February. So here we are. It's February 25th, right? We talked about that at the top of the call. And as we wrap up the month, which is going to end on Thursday, make sure, first of all, I feel very passionately about this. If you work with me directly, you've heard me say this before. It's a sports analogy. It's a boxing analogy, really, I guess MMA. Never let it go to the judges. That's what I always say. In boxing, that means, you know, you want to get a knockout. You don't want to end up getting all the way to the end of the fight and having the judges decide who the winner was based on something arbitrary on their end, right? And so what I mean by that at Legal Shield, there's nothing arbitrary about it, but I don't want you to go all the way to midnight on the last day of the month and find out that you needed one more membership for Performance Club, one more membership for Senior Director, one more membership for Executive Director, and it didn't count because the credit card declined or something like that. Understand, like, this is your business. I teach my team. I'm 100% responsible for my business. And part of that responsibility is getting your business in time to be able to verify that it processed. And you might be saying to yourself, well, I'm brand new. Or, you know, I'm just now launching my business. Does the month end really matter to me? Especially if you're brand new and you're still in your first 20 days and you have your first 20 days for your level up bonus. And that 20 days is, of course, going to extend into March. So you might say to yourself, does the month of March really matter to me? Well, the month of February ending mattered to me. And I hope that you can, in the next few minutes, just roll with me and understand that the calendar month matters a lot in your business. It's not pressure. It's not quotas. It's about having a rhythm in your Legal Shield business. For example, Mad Streak. For those of you that don't know, Mad Streak means MAD, make a difference. We talked about that on the call this evening already. Make a difference in somebody's life. Write a membership. And Legal Shield understands. A lot of people get started the way I got started. I had a full-time job and a part-time job. I had no time. And the promise of this business was, because I looked at other things, other careers, I was going to go do other things, but I was going to have to quit those jobs and really, really go out on a limb. But the promise of Legal Shield is that you can start your business spare time, part-time, and build it with great confidence. Now, the challenge of that is that when you define it so much like that, it's so broad, what is success? Because you could finish the month of February with no memberships. And it really wouldn't hurt you. You know, this is your business. There's no one's going to fire you. No one's going to take away your Legal Shield business if you don't write a membership in the month of February. So instead of punishment, that's never what this company's been built on. It's always built on incentives and recognition. And so we recognize people that maybe you're very part-time, spare time. Maybe you can only work your business a few hours a month. We want to recognize those of you that will stretch and write at least one membership per month. That is your goal, and that you commit to never letting a calendar month go by without writing one membership. And if that's you on the call this evening, maybe you haven't written your first membership yet, what a great way to do it. In the next 24 to 48 hours, do a few presentations, because some people are going to want to think about it. Some people are going to say that they can sit down with you, but then they're not going to be able to. All kinds of things are going to happen. So schedule a few and do some presentations and practice, and then you're going to write a membership. And that's great, because that will put you on the Mad Streak for the month of February. Now, as a contributing member of a team, which you all are, that means that you're creating volume in your organization, which helps your team leaders qualify for executive director. So in other words, what you do or don't do matters beyond just you. And you have a team leader that's helping you, nurturing you, taking your calls and texts. And the way to support that person is to also understand that what you do or don't do affects their business as well. So if Mad Streak is your goal, complete that goal here in the month of February. If Performance Club is your goal, and I hope it is, if you're already on the Mad Streak and you could stretch to be in Performance Club, this is money that Legal Show pays out in the form of freedom bonuses each and every month. And it's incredible because, again, it's about recognizing that not everybody is full-time career in our business. We talk a lot about earning $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. Yes, we can teach you how to do that. We have example after example of people that have done it, but none of those people have done it without earning their first dollar. Nobody's done it without being locked into the rhythm of their business. And Performance Club allows you to build that rhythm. So whether you're writing $90 worth of business or $180 worth of business, those are the PC and PC Pro incentive programs, and you get freedom bonus dollars at each level. And that's exciting because that allows you to earn additional monthly income up to $6,000 a year in Performance Club bonuses. And that's on top of the commissions you earn from writing the business that we're talking about writing to qualify for Performance Club. And as I mentioned, you may be stretching and going for senior director, 25 sales for the month of February, you and your team, or executive director, 50 sales for the month of February for you and your team. Just understand that you and I, we are individually responsible for our business, but that doesn't mean that we are individually alone in our business. If something that was said this evening confused you, instead of clarifying, then reach out to your sponsor and get your questions answered. And do that today, tomorrow, not Thursday morning at the end of the month. Be proactive. Take action. You may be saying to yourself, you know, I'm not really sure where to get a placement brochure PDF or a flip chart PDF so I can go and do a presentation. You might be saying, you know, I remember seeing a training video on how to do a proper sit-down presentation, but now I'm not sure where that video went. Being 100% responsible for your business means asking your sponsor for that help so they can guide you to the information or the tools that you need so that you can get to the goal that you have here in the month of February. And when we come into March, we're going to be in the calendar month. We'll be in the calendar month in March where we are going to Dallas, Texas. All roads, make no mistake, lead to Dallas. And then 2019 is going to be incredible coming out of that Dallas International Convention. It has been positioned on your calendar so that you can make the most of everything that's going to be announced and rolled out and laid out. And again, as I'm talking about finishing up the month, there are many of you who over the last 5 months have been competing and participating alongside my wife and I and many others for an all-expenses-paid trip for two to Cabo San Lucas. And as we wrap up, there's only the rest of the month of February to go. Know where you are on that list. If you are within striking distance of qualifying, push. If you are on the list and there's other people in striking distance of knocking you off the qualifiers list, make sure that you push. It was a big topic of conversation this Saturday when I was at the Fast Start class. Some of the veterans were talking about where they were on that road to Cabo. Everybody's excited about Cabo, but when we get to Dallas, we're going to hear where we're going after Cabo. And I can't wait. I don't know any more about that than anybody else, but I can't wait to hear about it myself. It's going to be a phenomenal trip in Cabo at the Hard Rock, and it's going to be an incredible time wherever we're going next after that. Folks, this has been your final GY3 Success Team Monday evening call of the month of February 2019. I think we all know what to do. We all know we're responsible for our business. All that's left to do is finish what we started here in the month of February. Reach out to your sponsor and your support team for anything you need to make the most and to make a great February close. Thank you and good night.